Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome. Welcome. I'm surprised to see so many people logged on tonight for this topic. I see that it was a needed topic because not a lot of people's feelings are actually acknowledged. If you're not feeling cheerful and grand, you're not a part of the spirit. But it's okay because the Soulful Healing Talk Show is here for you. Won't leave you alone. I understand what it's all about, you know. So give thanks for you guys for being here, hanging with me tonight, chilling out, understanding the topic. I want to be a part of the discussion. And although I appreciate all the texting and the typing on Facebook and on the chat room. I would really, really love to hear from you guys. I would love to hear the voices attached to these opinions because they're so valid, you know, and I want to give thanks again. I'm going to say hi to all that I see hanging on Facebook, tuning in to me. Give thanks for you to, you know, being here with me right now. Eli, Andrew, Anthony, Joshua. Thank you. Joshua, you're brand new. This is the first time seeing you. Thank you for hooking up with us. Thank you. Ariel, thank you for being here always. You know, always here. Thank you for being here, Lila. Really appreciate you being here with me tonight. You know, really, I see this is a really important topic that really needs some discussion. And it's fabulous. You know, and we're going to get to it. And I would love you to share with me. It's not all of us. A lot of people think that the holidays, you know, it includes a lot of relatives, a lot of food, and a lot of alcohol, of course. You know, all of that can lead to the perfect recipe for fun time. And it's where cherished memories are created. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, everybody's merry and full of joy and good cheer. But are they? That is how it is supposed to be, and that is how you are supposed to appear. But is it true for you? You know, despite the good eats and the time off from work, all of that is great. But the holidays, it can take a toll on our emotional and physical well-being, you know, for a variety of reasons, all kinds of reasons. It could be just going through a breakup, a divorce, or you lose someone to death. You know, it don't have to be a year. And everybody think you have to get over it right away and, you know, move on. But these times can make it really hard. But don't fret, because that's why I'm here tonight. And I have got a list of the best ways to make it through the holidays tonight. You know, with your happiness intact. That is what is important, you know? That is what is important to me, that we make it through with a little bit of happiness going on in our lives. You know, we have to realize out there that the holiday is not always greeted with a happy anticipation. You know, as I said, some families are faced with the realization that a loved one is no longer present to enjoy the festivities and the celebrations. And because of that, the sadness that overshadows the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, you know, it makes it difficult to carry on as usual. You know, we have to realize that grief don't just go away because the holidays arrive. And what really may happen is that the feelings may intensify. Okay? So we're going to discuss some traditions that can be adjusted. You know, the traditions that you used to carry on with the loved one not being here, whether it be a daughter, whether it be a son, whether it be a grandmother, whether it be a, you know, a divorce of a husband or a death of a husband. It don't matter. It is all the same loss, you know? and the traditions that he used to upkeep while that loved one was alive. You know, it may have to be adjusted. And for more reasons than one, because, you know, it helps the family to cope and it sets in a new reality, you know. So let me just play this song, because I know a lot of us are also lonely at this time of the year, you know. You don't have a family, you don't have a mom anymore, you don't have that loved one in your life to share the special memories that you created, you know, and lived through and created more. It becomes very lonely, and I understand. And I just wanted to play this song for you guys. One love.
But how can I be when I have nobody? The youth I care of doesn't make it better knowing that we won't be together. A silent night, I know it's gonna be joy to the world, but it's gonna be sad for me.
What will the lonely do at Christmas? Oh, what will the lonely do
at Christmas time? The children can play with their new toys, while their little hearts burn open with joy. And lovers can kiss beneath the mistletoe. Choirs can sing a glorious song of old. But what is there for me to do?
What do the lonely do at Christmas? You go into survival mode. You don't let it take you over. You know, I know for those still mourning the loss of a spouse or a child or a parent or a grandma or an aunt or any other kind of loved one, you know, whether it's by death, divorce, breakup, distance, you know, all everybody going their different ways, you know, It is hard, and it don't matter if it's the first, second, third, or even fourth year or holiday season. It can be emotionally trying. Okay, because between the memories that are stirred up by the festivities and the expectations to be jolly and full of a holiday spirit, you know, it can be trying. It can mean slipping back into grief, you know. Some people suffer some deep depressions at this time too, and it's quite understandable, you know, because everybody, all the counselors agree that there's no right or wrong way to deal with it, you know. But there are ways to ease the pain of the holiday, and that friends and family can do to help, you know? And one way is to create new rituals in your life. You know, and trust me, it may be hard to break away from certain familiar rituals, you know? And it is hard. It's hard to accept that a tradition that you love should be changed or skipped. You know, it is hard. You know, sometimes you find yourself in a terrible predicament in this decision. Okay? Because when you're grieving, you're really in the habit of yearning for the earlier and the easier times, you know, and the tradition is embedded in your memory and your connection, and so it's hard, you know. It's easy to think that if you could only keep your family traditions the same, you might still get the same sense of safety and comfort, okay? And the idea of letting go of these traditions make you feel like you're giving up a life that you loved. You know, but you have to realize that, you know, things will be different. It will be different. That's for sure. And the traditions your loved one used to be involved with, you know, it won't eventually have to change. And even those that weren't a part of may either seem difficult to manage to. But the worst thing you can do is set your holidays on autopilot and hope everything will work out for itself. You know, not only does this put you in a risk of being very blindsided by grief, and trust me, I know what I'm talking about, okay? But it takes away from, like, children who are depending on you for their memory. You know, you don't want to give them a dry-ass Christmas every year. You know, you have to push yourself and let it be memorable for them, you know. Let it go on. You have a responsibility. And even if you don't have kids, young kids depending on you right now, there are different ways you can, you know, give out some of you to heal somebody else. And that makes it feel better than for me to be just in my woes and don't want, not feeling the vibes of Christmas and all of that. It's not fair to my kids who need a memory, you know? So I have to put them first, and that makes me go into survival mode. Okay? when you engage in rituals solely because it's the way things have been and to no one's benefit, it begins to unravel, you know, because you're just holding on to it and it becomes obligatory, more or less. You feel you have to do it because you have to hold on to that tradition. No. New traditions can bring back meaning to the holidays while you still honor the memory of what you had before. You can still add traditions. So think about how you can adjust your traditions and get new ones. Like this year, just yesterday, my daughter said to my mom, can we open one gift on Christmas Eve? Because we usually open gifts early Christmas morning. When Santa come and gone, we get up and open the gifts around 5-6 o'clock in the morning. So she said if we could open gifts, one gift on Christmas Eve. I said, so we never did that before. She goes, so we could add something new, and definitely we can add something else to the mix. We can adjust that tradition, you know? And when I said about supporting others, you know, find a way that you can help people, because it can really, really improve your coping ability. You know, join a volunteer group or do something that is interesting to you that is helping somebody. And even this show I'm doing because I'm a survivor of, you know, this holiday, and I want to help families deal with the aftermath of losing somebody. I want to be there for you guys. I want to let you know that I understand. Sometimes you're in the spirit, but you don't even have the money to make Christmas happen for you and your family. Because it's the same paycheck you struggled with last month. It's the same paycheck you have to struggle with this month and try and get some presents, you know? I know it's hard. It's hard and it can be very stressful. And even for people who are going to see families that don't bring out the best in you. Let me say it in the best way possible. Right? Yes, Ariel, yes. And Ariel just said yes, and we can be mixed with unblended families. What you mean by that exactly? I am thinking, hold on, Ariel is typing. She's like the in-laws. This is Ariel's story she's writing. She says, I have been married to my husband for about 6 years, and my in-laws have never really accepted me. Yes, the unblended families. Yes, I understand. Do you guys have any, had any kind of this experience where you had to deal with in-laws that didn't accept it? And then you have to go and spend Christmas. Ariel is also saying yes, and they totally ignores me when I go visit with them for the holidays. That is really challenging, you know? That is really challenging. what I would do, I would have a talk with my husband about it so he could understand where I'm coming from when I decide that I don't want to subject myself to that anymore. It's either you're going to deal with it or not, and you have to decide. It's been 6 years, you say, you know. You have to decide how long you want to put up with it. Because sometimes that can be hard. You're ignored, you feel out of place, you don't want to be there, you know, you prefer just being home. Yeah, sometimes you just have to choose that. Ask your husband to bring some food home for you and just relax. That's what I would do. I'm not telling you not to go to your family's affairs, you know, but that's what I would do for me. I would be with it for a while, and after a while, if things don't start to change or improve or I'm not acknowledged, then I would have to eliminate myself. Because I'm just appeasing myself. Uncomfortable for all these years. I could even make a new tradition for me or my own family. You know, we'd have to make a compromise somewhere. That's what would happen to me, Ariel. You know? Sharon is now saying she misses her husband. They used to share a lot. Oh, that's nice, Sharon. And you started some volunteer work. That's fabulous. Was it helpful? I would love if you guys called me, 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. Oh, Sharon says she get emotional about this, so she preferred to type in. And trust me, I do understand that also. These times can be very emotional because of the times you used to share with your loved one, especially if you've been married or in a relationship for years. You know, the memories don't just leave you, especially the good memories. You know, I understand. And volunteering helps you, right, Sharon? That's great. You know? The best advice I have with dealing with a hard time is to honor those times. You know, give them the respect and the space they need. And allow the feelings that come up, you know, rather than fighting them and pushing them away. You know, deal with them. And I think dealing with them will give you the peace you need and acceptance of what is, because you're not trying to forget them. You're honoring them and you're getting peace within you. And when you, and especially going through this phase in your life, you know, it can really, you know, understand how deep you've grown, where you can help other people. You can understand the pain, you know. You can make changes that heal people. Make certain changes in order to heal. You know, whatever it is for you, it could be moving closer to the sea. You know, it could be just participate in every way you can to help somebody. You know? However you can help, someone. It don't matter whether it's just a listening ear, whether it's to let someone know that they are loved. You know, just let some, just extend some empathy. You will see how much you grow within you and how much you can understand their plight. You get me? You know, you'll see changes and you'll see yourself evolving, be growing, and you'll be understanding that you can actually make it. Because you see growth within you. Okay? It's important to deal with, you know, to deal with the hard times. Yes. Oh, hi, Thomas. So welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. Thank you for being here tonight. Really love your comment. Yes, Thomas is saying, sometimes on the less significant days, I miss my wife more. The private moments and the private anniversaries, I understand totally. Yes, they are. Because they're, you know why? Because they're a fabric of your life. A piece, it's grown into you, it's a fabric of your life. Those are happy memories that are woven into you. You know, but don't be hard on yourself, Damon. Just lighten up a bit. You don't have to set the entire Christmas village out, you know. You don't have to do it, just do one little thing to brighten your day. Okay. Keep your reminders with your loved ones close. But don't let it ruin your life because you're still alive. Okay? And, you know, what we need to do is, what I find that I need to do is to not take the aspects of the holidays for granted and not to wait for tragedy to make it painfully clear of what is important. Okay? Yes. Tragedy have a way of making it very clear of what is important. And it's, you know, keep the loved ones alive through stories because they bring comfort and the healing memories and the blending of the old and new traditions. You know, will help you move forward. It will. I've incorporated a one little tradition, you know, and I'm still baking my mother's recipe on Jamaican rum cake. You know, I did that. I made my sorrel. I'm keeping my old traditions alive. But I still have to understand that, you know, there are going to be changes in my tradition. And the changes can only help me move forward and not feel stuck. Okay, honor the loved one. But the way how you honor them is to live your life. Okay, this is what we can do. You can't bring back your loved one alive, but you can live a life that would be acceptable. Not to see you sad and grumpy all the time. And if a loved one decide to divorce you, okay, they're left out of choice. And you have the choice to have a good time. You have the choice to have a good time or you have the choice not. all a matter of perspective, as I have been talking about all year long. Okay? You know, if you need some ideas, share a story. If you need to talk about them, talk about them. Recall the ways they used to celebrate and what they had to do for the holiday, you know? In one way, you could do a new tradition is to forget the traditional menu and create a meal of new ideas, you know, or you can bring a child or somebody favorite in while you try new ideas. You don't have to make everything be brand new. Everybody can have a favorite dish and introduce new ideas. You know, that is one way. And the taste and the smell of this newness will, you know, start a memory in you. Okay? So you can do all of that. You can create the old with the new. If you decorate a Christmas tree, select a special ornament that reminds you of your loved one. You know? And if you would like, let each family choose an ornament and place them on the tree too. The spirit of the holidays, share your blessing and you add new ornaments. Buy gifts that you would have given your loved one to a local charity. You know, if you can't afford to purchase a gift, then give your time. Do anything you can to help somebody. That will always bring you a sense of gratitude. Trust me. Okay? And if you have a lot of people don't like the holidays because they gain too much weight, they can't control themselves. And this is one time you can do that. You know, you can look up recipes that was more in your category to lose some weight and try it at your Christmas dinners. Try it. It will be beneficial for you. You're not feeling guilty and not hating the Christmas. And if nobody don't want it, you make it for yourself. Okay? There's something. There's one thing that you can for the Christmas. If you don't want a tree, if you don't want to put up decoration, you know, purchase a pot and decorate it. And put some seed flowers if you need to. You know, just the one thing, try and push the grief away and take positive action. Okay? It may not turn it into the same holidays you did with your loved one, but these little ideas can make it a little better for you. Okay? The holiday, I can't believe that next week is Christmas. I can't believe it. I can't believe in 2 weeks it would be the end of the year. You know, it has passed. How was this year for you guys? How was this year for you, Ariel? It was good. It could have been worse. It can always be worse. It can always be worse. Okay. It can, yes, it can be a difficult time. I understand. Thomas is saying it was a difficult year for him. I can understand that. And this time of year, you know, for people who suffer a recent loss, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. Even the hurricanes that was it Mexico went through? Was it an earthquake or a hurricane? One of them. You know, it's crazy. You know, everybody's suffering a little bit right now in one way or the other. You know? Rich, even if you're rich, yeah, you can't, you're going through grief at some point. You know, you may feel so overwhelmed. You know, the memories of what you had before is crazy. It will drive you crazy. But I'm here for you guys. Wish you would call me. I wish you would call me. I just want to play this song here. So you have to be brave.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love.
Want to see you be brave, people. You know, being brave means take actions and do interesting, fun things with your life. You know, and as I said, engage in loving kindness. That is what the world needs these days. in a generosity of spirit, and the gratitude for things in your life. Not, you know, you don't have a lot. You may be missing your loved one, but you have other things in your life to be grateful for. Okay, you always have something to be grateful for. You know, for those who don't have difficult times at this time of the year, it's an opportunity to reach out to those who become depressed. You know, not just that, oh, well, that's their problem. You know, you also can push forward too. And those who are depressed, is that opportunity to take action and think and feel and act in ways that break you from that feeling. You know, it's your responsibility to do that for you. You know, even if there are people who get so angry at the excessive commercialization of Christmas, you know, and with the focus on gifts and the emphasis on perfect, you know, others get depressed because Christmas appears to be a trigger to engage in excessive self-reflection, you know, and about the inadequacies of their life, you know, and have that victim mentality. And you compare yourself with people who have more and do more, you know. It don't make sense to do all of these things to yourself. You know, others become anxious at Christmas because of the pressure of everything, both the commercial and the self-induced pressure that we put upon ourselves to do what we have to do to make somebody happy, to spend lots of money on gifts and increasing your debt as you go along, you know. Other people report that they dread Christmas because of the expectation of the social gatherings with family and friends that they'd rather not spend the time with, you know. We all have some deal in it all. It is all what it is. What we're going to do, you know, we just have to adjust, as I said, we have to adjust our traditions. And if you don't feel like doing something, it's okay to say you don't feel like doing something either. If you are supposed to go meet with family and friends and all of that, you got every year. You can't say you're not going this year. You can't say you made different plans and do something else. Even if you didn't make plans with anybody else, you can make plans and do something else. You can't make plans and just stay home and enjoy the time off from work. You know, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. You can set personal boundaries on how much money you're spending on gifts and the social number of social events you're going to. You can do that. You can do that for your own self. Okay? Lower your attachments and, you know, to what it should look like. Christmas should be in somebody else's eyes. You be present and enjoy each moment as you can. You know, being involved in giving of yourself makes you feel much, much better about any situation that you find yourself in. That's all I can tell you. And I'm not talking about money wise. I'm talking about what you offer to people. They can look within themselves and see a purpose within them. If you can give that to somebody, you've given them a big, big gift. Okay? And it's a great, great thing. It may not be a nice, great, happy, memorable time for you, but you can create more times. Okay? You can create more for you. Word in my soul. Word in my soul. Well, I was going to play a Christmas carol, but it don't want to play. I don't know why. It don't want to play tonight, which is what it should do. But instead, I'm going to play what tomorrow may bring.
Dear man, ready?
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Me now go try to put me cap on me. I'm can't reach nah. Right now me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me I go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day, day yeah. That's why me no better, me no worry. Life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have a me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't puppet ears with them strings. One tie me up, because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Yeah, me just a go and do me ting. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah, because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day. Me I go for anywhere you say and give time say me have today.
Uplifting music, Dallas represented. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody don't know. So just do the thing as best as you can. And right now we're talking about adopt an attitude of flexibility and be gentle with your own emotions. Okay, so you may find that you can actually enjoy some aspects of the season. We have one more week, well, less than a week now for Christmas. And we have another week, two more weeks for the new year to begin. You know, we have to make it what we want it to be. And if we don't want to decide anymore, we have to try and find new things in our life. I'm just saying, set realistic expectations for yourself, definitely. Okay? Especially for this Christmas, if you're just going through a loss and a memory. Remember that this may be the first year you're dealing without your loved one. Remember that this year is different. It's different. And you may not want to deal with responsibilities or traditions that you deal with in the past. You know? Say yes if someone offers to help you with cooking. Say yes if somebody say you want me to fix your tree for you. Say yes if you want somebody to help you with your shopping. It's okay if you're not up to certain things. You know, find a way to acknowledge the loss of the loved one. Give me like a special candle in their memory. You know? You may do that, or you may just style it before your holiday meal. You know? But all I'm saying is try to avoid canceling the holiday, but feel free to change it. Okay, you may feel like getting into the bed and pulling the covers over your head. And that's fine. But what it does is only isolates you and it heightens the sense of loneliness and loss. You know, by all means, give yourself some time for solitude and grieving if that's what you need. But all I'm saying is try to balance that out by spending some time with people who love and support you. Okay, odds are that those in your closest circle are also grieving that same loss with you. Remember the saying that grief shared is grief diminished. Okay, you may be even be able to share some laughter along with the tears when you reminisce about the good times, you know? It may feel good. You know, if your loss is very recent, you know, it's good to go have a backup plan than staying at home. Going to someone's house for an all-day celebration may feel like it's too much, but if you can stop by for appetizers, or for gift giving, or just a little visit, you know? Sometimes knowing that you have a plan B as a safety net enables you to handle plan A without too much difficulty. And remember, please take care of yourself and don't self-medicate your mood with alcohol or with overeating. Keep some kind of healthy routine going, even though it may require some extra effort, you know, do it for you. You may want to journal your feelings, you know. Do something that will pamper you. Go for a massage or a pedicure or a manicure or something nice for you, whatever. You know, we all acknowledge the brevity of life. We humans know that we have an expiration date, right? And as hard as that it may be to think about it, it is also a huge part of what makes our life together precious and meaningful, or it should. These days, I see a lot of coldness in the world. A lot of people who are so self-absorbed in themselves and what they can get from people. You know? I would need to think about that. Think about the people that you're using. You may lose them. Life is not guaranteed to anybody. Okay? It's a huge part of what makes our life together meaningful, where we share the love and the appreciation that we have for each other. Okay? Be careful of how far you go into this grief process. I'm telling you from experience. Okay, it can affect you physically as well as mentally. I'm telling you right now, be careful of how far you let yourself go into it. It's a dark hole. You have to help yourself out of it. Okay? Some of us don't want to go home to our families because every time we go home, a big fight busts out. You know, some of us go home for the holidays saying the prayer, God grant me the ability to of the things I cannot change. Ability to change the things I cannot. To accept the things I cannot change. Okay, we go to our family gatherings like that sometimes. Even if we don't consciously realize it, we wish our families would cease and desist from all the things that affect us. And you say you're not asking too much for appropriate behavior. Okay? Our relatives, they don't listen openly, they don't communicate honestly, and they don't agree on significant issues. Yes, it's a thunderstorm gathering. Thank you, Ariella. You said it perfectly. As a thunderstorm gathering, sometimes it's like that. Okay? Yes, you know, when you think back, instead of being there and you're thinking back, they really make you remember this dysfunctional family. And you just need to accept them, in my view, to accept them for who they are. If they're not genuine, know that they're not genuine, but it's a family. You don't have to be all over them, but know it's a family. You can't run away from them. When you're around them, a lot of people, when they're around their family, they act like they're how they used to think. Yes, Thomas. They act like how they used to think back when they were in their teens and so on. It brings out that personality. But try to act like the adult that you've become. Okay? Because reverting back to the childhood dynamics is not helping anybody. It helped us when you were young, and it you know, when you had the family drama and the dysfunction. Yes. But act like a adult when you're around them now. Because as a child, you didn't have any control over a lot of the events in your life. The beauty is now that you do, okay? The beauty is that you know how to deal with them now. You have three choices. You know, first one is to maintain the status quo and don't do anything different. Or try and change yourself, or you try and change someone else. Okay? Assuming you'd like to work on your reaction, you know, try the following tips so you don't burst out in anger. Plan ahead, knowing you're in for a psychological wrestle. Okay, and you can stay away from unrealistic expectations. Like this time, things will be different. It is never different. It is always the same. Okay, so use your experience as a guide. Make a list of three events that will likely occur. Okay, like Uncle Barry, he will drink four bottles of wine. And aunt will comment about your sister's weight. And your uncle will eat up all the desserts. Okay? And know your triggers around your family. Think people smell, sight and sound. Tone of voice. Foods, alcohol. And the emotional intensity of a conversation. Okay, so just know what to stay away from. Go there with a clear head and identify your trigger thoughts that increase your anger. Okay? Like if you say, I'm not dealing with Cousin Robbie, you know, don't have it in your head that he never is accountable. Okay, just check your thoughts. If you know this is all there, go, oh, well, what's new? You know, keep on moving. Don't let them affect you. Try and get your strategies together for dealing with your anger. So you can excuse yourself. You don't have to burst out in argument. Just excuse yourself and take a walk. You know, practice deep breathing. Anything. Go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and just chill out there for a while. You know, remind yourself to stay in the here and now. And stretch your arms over your head to release your tension. And close your eyes and call a friend and tell them what, you know, complain to them a little bit. You know, just find a way to deal with it. They don't have to deal with it in the way that they know you're going to deal with it. Okay? Know that old wounds are easy to open. And when we go back to our childhood ways, they open up bigger. So remember that you're no longer a adolescent or a teenager. You're an adult. Okay? And know that soon it's time to go home. And you can, if you find yourself getting irritated, you can leave early. Okay? And I'm glad you guys are here joining me, but I would love to hear from you. What about calling me? Can you call me? I'm trying to. There we go. Everybody has a
That's it.
A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good, and He made us right. And we all open our eyes. And like fire said, start to realize. And it's feed us with noise. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on just fire and keep your love.
You guys, I hope you got some tips from me tonight. Thank you, Thomas. Thomas, a great show. Thank you so much, and thank you for being here. Thank you for all the first-time listeners here tonight. I'm so happy to see all of you. Thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate it. So, have you decided what you complain about this holiday season and how you can look at this problem from a new perspective? Did this help you tonight, Thomas? Oh, I'm so happy. You said it was a wonderful show. I am so happy to hear that. please join us again next week. We're here every Saturday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's always a pleasure being here with you guys. New found people coming in tonight. Really appreciate the love. Thank you so much for being here. All right. The last thing I want to say to you tonight is for the holiday traditions this year, reflect on your actual holiday tradition that causes stress or sadness. And what is in your power to change? Find what is in your power to change. And if you can't change something or choose not to in order to avoid hurting other people's feelings, you can change your attitude and appreciate the blessing of the season. Okay? For me, I don't look on Christmas as a religious thing. I look on it as a reward for going through the year. You know, so I get gifts for my kids as a reward for the end of the year. That is how I look on it. You know? That's all it is, a reward for just going through the year and surviving it all and get ready for another year. Okay? Each person knows what he or she can handle and what they can handle in their life, and what I can handle is maybe not what you can handle. Okay, so I allow you to handle what you can with my help. Yes, Avery, yes. We all have our different melting points. We sure do. And because I have a higher melting point than you, that don't make me any better than you. Okay, I just have a higher tolerance. That's all that is. Everybody have a different melting point. Okay, and we have different things that affect us in different ways. Some people, you know, I know my sister lost a child, and it has been hard for her. But I bet you should never thought she would have made it this far without her child, but she did. She did. I bet you should thought before she would never survive the loss of one of her children. I thought I would have never survived the loss of my husband, but I did. I didn't curl up in a ball and die. Sometimes I felt like I wanted to, but life didn't allow me to. I had to go into survival mode. Sometimes I wonder, sometimes, how is it possible that I'm still breathing? But I do, every day, countless times a day. Yes, the holiday comes around and it brings back memories and all of that, but, you know, what am I going to do? Perhaps one time they were the best times, the holidays, but now I'm trying to create new memories. Okay, I hope they help you. These are the tips, whether you're grieving, whatever, the loss of a parent, a friend, a pet, a child, it don't matter. I hope all of this show helped you. You know, don't ask too much of yourself. You're not yourself. In some ways, you will never be again. If you lost a limb, you will not expect to go on like you still have the limb. Okay, last year cook Thanksgiving dinner shop for Christmas. Yes, I had children, but I didn't have the zeal. I gave them IOUs, you know, but this year I'm kind of making it better. I'm trying to give, start giving them a memory back. I'm trying. And I hope we can, that everybody can be thankful. And everybody can do what they can and make the holiday meaningful. And we can be thankful for again. As we reshape our tradition, you know, we can make new memories. We can make new recipes, all kind of new things. And that is what I wanted to impress on you tonight. All right, guys, I'll give thanks for you to being here. Join me back next week, Saturday, from 7 to 8. It will be the day after Christmas. I know a lot of people may have family and all over, so you may be busy with that. So, you know, I'll just come on and play music. What about that? I'll just come on and play music Saturday, Boxing Day. All right, so thank you for being here. I love you. It's going to be the end of the show. Thank you all. Thank you, but I still didn't hear from you. And I don't feel good about that. Okay, so let me just play this song.
no care how ego we feel. I and I alone no care where people believe. Don't you ever give up, don't you ever give in. See that thing we saw, we multiply in the field. Some are speak the word and some are doing good deed. Don't you ever give.
Gonna make it.
Yes, I know we're gonna make it. It's not too late, brother man. Rastafari gonna make it.